law requires school districts to test all buildings before 1987 by the end of this year, and schools before the year 2000 by the end of next calendar year. So for Springfield school districts, that means they basically have 20 buildings that they have to test. And they and inside each building, they have to test every source of drinking water and every source of for cooking, too. So that means every drinking fountain in the building, every sink that's used. So it's a pretty extensive process. What they do, from my understanding, is they do two samples, two draws from each source. They do like an initial one where they let it come out, and then they wait a little bit, and then they do a second one where they draw it. This is all done in response to the water crisis in Flint, Michigan. I think there were some lawmakers concerned about the health of children. There's a lot of older school buildings in Illinois. So this was sort of done for safety precautions. And you know, when I talked to Springfield Superintendent Jennifer Gill about this, it was technically an unfunded mandate, but it was a mandate that she unfunded mandate that she was okay with.
And as far as the legislation, what schools are required to test?
Right now, the law only says it's for K through 5 schools, so that could change in the future. Imagine if more schools across Illinois have some findings. I think lawmakers might expand it.
Have you heard about any other schools in the area doing this yet?
I think Springfield's a little bit quicker to get to start testing. Schools have a little while. I think some schools are probably just waiting until the end of the year when students are gone. To Springfield's credit, they wanted to, Daryl Shaver, their operations and maintenance director, told me they really wanted to be proactive and get going on this because of the older buildings. And there's only so many places that test for lead. So if the sooner you get to it, the higher you're in the front of the line, I guess, mm-hmm. So to speak.
Your story talked about the initial findings so far.
Yeah, Springfield's going through, like I said earlier, they have 20 schools and they're going just through alphabetically. So they did Adams, they've done Butler, they've done Blackhawk, and they've done Ball Charter. They've done four other schools. They just haven't gotten results back. Those are the four that they've gotten results back. So there's 12 more to do after that. What they found initially at Adams was these older schools and these elementary classrooms, they have these sinks inside. And a lot of times, like, the sinks really aren't used. Teachers put books on them because there's only so much space in the classroom. It's my understanding, I don't think kids really drink from those sinks very often, but the test in those at Adams turned up positive for lead. And I also should say the law says 5 parts per billion. That is when that the school has to send home a notice to the parents, and District 26 also posts it on its website. Federal guidelines say 15 parts per billion, so the Illinois standard's lower than that significantly. So there were some findings. I think there was maybe 10 or so sinks at Adams that were above 5 parts per billion. But the most significant finding, one drinking fountain in particular, on the first test that registered 99.6 parts per billion, which is more than 6 times like the federal guidelines say.
It's safe.
Yeah. There's some sort of debate on, like, what's safe. Some people will tell you that there's any lead is not safe. 15 is more of a regulatory guideline. People can get sick for lower levels, but 99.6 parts per billion is a pretty high number.
Right. So that obviously came as a shock, I'm sure, to some parents. What was the reaction from the school district as far as what they're going to do to fix this situation?
First and foremost, they're shutting down any sinks, any drinking fountains that have lead. Kids won't be able to use those anymore. What they're doing each day to try to be proactive is they're asking the custodians to go around in the morning and turn on each faucet and flush out any stagnant water that might have traces of lead in it. Parents should know that any time that there is lead detected over 5 parts per billion in their child's school, that by law, the district is required to send home a notice. Parents at Butler, at Adams, at Blackhawk elementary schools all got notices. And the district is also posting everything on their website just for anybody in the community to know. You can go online at, I think it's sbs186.org, under information, and then operations and maintenance. There's a school water lead testing, and you can see all the results there.
Was there talk about where the lead's coming from in the first place?
Yeah, we'll talk about specifically about Butler. What they found is in some these older schools, when the drinking fountains were put in, I think most like modern plumbing, I'm not going to be an expert on this, but the cooling element is all part of the same fixture. They have this, they call it a remote chiller at Butler. So like that's where the water kind of goes in. I guess it gets stored and it gets cooled. What happens anytime that water sits around and it's stagnant in old fixtures where there might be lead used in parts or solder that might have had lead in it, there's more of a risk that the lead will leach out into the water. The longer it sits, the more potential for danger there is. So that's why it's really important and why the district is flushing it out each day.
So basically they're saying, though, that flushing the system out might be adequate?
So far, that's the major plan that they've sort of announced. They are going to fix some parts, I think. I also talked to Ted Mekas at CWLP. He's the water division manager. And my understanding, he's part of a trade organization or something that has something to do with helping craft this legislation and forming some guidelines. And Ted sort of reassured me, too, that stagnant water is the problem. In Flint, Michigan, the lead leaked into the water supply. That's not the case in Springfield. It's older fixtures, older plumbing fixtures, that just when the water just sits around for an extended period of time, that can be the problem.